Lynn Arditti, this deal has been more than a year in the making. What made it possible for these two health systems to finally announce an agreement?
Well, a lot of things have happened. Care New England closed Memorial Hospital, which was bleeding red ink for years. It also improved its financial outlook, so was more attractive to partners. Then there was the issue of Brown University, where its president, Chris Paxson, had been very vocal in opposing this deal and actually trying to create a side deal with a for-profit institution. Now it seems they've corralled Brown into the partnership. And Chris Paxson was very positive that this deal was going to work for all of them and for Brown University's medical school.
Now, Care New England is the parent company of Butler Hospital, Kent Hospital, Women and Infants Hospital, also the Providence Center, which treats addiction and mental health. What will the takeover of Care New England mean in a larger sense? What's the impact of this deal?
Well, we don't really know yet. There are concerns, of course, that a big Boston-based health institution is coming into our state and it's going to have a very large amount of leverage, has a lot of money. And what is that going to mean for its influence here in Rhode Island? But we don't really know.
Critics of this deal with partners say that company will drive up the cost of health care in Rhode Island. One of those critics is CharterCare, a company that's expressed interest in purchasing Memorial Hospital, the facility you mentioned that Care New England shut down in Pawtucket. What do you think, Lynn, is an increase in medical costs a legitimate concern with this deal?
Well, it is a legitimate concern, and not because CharterCare brought it up. There have been numerous studies that show that hospital mergers do not save money. Consolidations don't cut down on administrative costs in the same way as they do in some other industries. So when there's an acquisition, there's always the concern of driving up costs. And Partners does have a reputation in Boston of having quite good quality care, but also extremely expensive care. And that is a concern here. What happens here, though, depends a lot on the state regulators, also our state lawmakers, in terms of how they decide to act in the coming months.
Now, you mentioned that acquisitions have not been shown, at least where hospitals are concerned, to bring down costs. So why do a deal like this?
Well, every hospital system in the country seems to be trying to partner with others. It is something that it seems like it is moving forward, regardless of whether it's any good for healthcare providers or whether it's good for the consumers. It apparently must be good for the hospital systems themselves. There is a strong drive to consolidate, and it is part of the whole American system that we have here.
Is there an upside, though, to being affiliated with hospitals like Brigham and Women's and Mass General, which are very well-regarded institutions?
Well, certainly if you're going to be affiliated with a bigger system, you want to be affiliated with a quality system. And certainly Partners has that reputation of high quality. The question is whether or not the downsides of being affiliated, the desire for Partners to try to save money and perhaps consolidate, move some things to Boston, move some specialty care out of state, whether in the balance that actually benefits or hurts Rhode Island.
Now, Lynn, you mentioned that Care New England and Partners still need regulators' approval to merge together. Will they be able to get that?
Well, we don't know. But one thing we do know is that there's not a lot of overlap with Partners in Rhode Island. That's one reason why Partners is looking to Rhode Island. Partners has really become saturated in Massachusetts. It has been making deals in Maine, in New Hampshire, and now it's doing the same in Rhode Island. So there's not a lot of concern about overlap for federal regulators, antitrust type of concerns. The question is, what'll happen on a state level? The states have a lot of leverage in these kinds of deals. Our regulators can, in fact, impose strict requirements on the deal that relate to jobs, that relate to costs of care.
Can state regulators actually stop this deal from happening?
They could. Yes, they could. The question is, would they want to? Care New England has been having financial problems for a long, long time. They are doing a lot better, but they're still trying to recover from the costs of Memorial Hospital. So it's clear that Care New England needs a partner. It's just a question of who that partner might be.
Lynn Arditti covers health for Rhode Island Public Radio, and she's been following the deal for Care New England of Rhode Island to become part of Partners Healthcare in Boston. Lynn, thanks for being here.
Thank you.